I'm not sure that I have all this stuff. Oh, I know I don't have all this stuff in sequence. But I did a remodeling job with Tom Boyd and his wife, Lael, over on Alameda. And I told you earlier that when he paid me off, the final payment, he gave me a bonus for enough to buy a Mexican hunting license. And I bought it, and Tom and I started going hunting together down in Mexico. We had some wonderful times down there, I did. And he spoke Mexican pretty good and kept us out of trouble most of the time because he knew what to say. And we had wonderful dove shoots and good duck shoots and wonderful, wonderful quail hunting. Sometimes he had an airplane, a Cessna 180, and we would fly down out of Brownfield to below San Jacinto. That was the name of the town I was trying to think of yesterday. Fly down there to the edge of grape vineyard where there was a landing strip, and then after we landed we would get out and hunt around the edges of that vineyard because quail love the grapes, and we had wonderful quail shooting. Sometimes we would drive down there, which a lot longer, but we didn't have so much walking to do. And this went on for several years. In fact, it went on until I had joined the Mormon Church. And then things slacked off a little bit, and I'm not even sure at this time that I ever went quail hunting. Oh yes, I went hunting with him a few times after I had joined, but they just kind of phased me out. And I was duck hunting and hunting with Stan Peterson. When I went to work for the county, Stan Peterson was in charge of the plumbers there at the same compound where the carpenter shop was. Anyway, after I joined the Mormon Church, Stan never invited me to go hunting again. He'd go by himself, but he wouldn't ask me to go with him. I guess that's how he felt about the Mormon Church. Ann and I had some wonderful duck shoots. One morning we got something like 48 ducks, just the two of us, shooting our 20 gauges. And the Cayenne retrieved most of them. She was a good old gal. She made the biggest and best retrieve that I had ever seen one day when Stan, that I had ever seen her make when Stan and I were hunting duck. And she went clear out of sight, and we could hear, it was shallow water, and we could hear her splashing around over there, but we couldn't see her. And when she came back, she had that duck in her mouth and still alive. The trouble is, we don't realize how good and how much we love them until they're gone. And this is not only true of pets, but this is true of our wives or our husbands or our children.